Where you come from can shape who you are. Turns out that's true for NBA players, too. Only a game's Barton Kessler has our story.
I mean, I've been playing here for a couple months, but I've been playing ball all across the city my whole life. That's 22 years.
That's Antoine. I met him on a Sunday afternoon at the Cage, one of New York's most famous outdoor basketball courts. Like a lot of New Yorkers, Antoine thinks people here play a unique style of basketball.
All of us want to be scorers, and all of us want to hit you. Getting hit means you got crossed over. We want to make you touch the floor. It's like all the offense. Basically, offense is just New York City, period. We might not play too much defense, though.
What about shooting?
Shooting, yeah, we care about shooting, but I noticed a lot of New York dudes like going to the basket more. So I'm sorry, but I'm about to play a game.
Go play.
For years, this has been the perception. New York City produces hard-nosed guards, slick dribblers who would rather fight their way to the basket for layups than take a jump shot from beyond the three-point line. In the past, point guards who grew up in New York City, such as Mark Jackson, Tiny Archibald, Lenny Wilkins, and others, have relied on that style to star at the NBA level. But recently, there haven't been as many elite point guards coming out of New York.
It's no secret that New York City doesn't put out the type of talent that it used to.
That's Jason Curry, founder of Big Apple Basketball, a group that hosts local basketball tournaments and clinics. Could the New York City style of play be to blame for this decline? And where does that hard-nosed style come from? The story of one player helps answer both questions.
My name's Sonny Otto Gaines. I grew up between Jamaica, Queens, and Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Sundiata Gaines was born in 1986 and starred at Archbishop Molloy High School in Queens. He hoped to make the NBA. In high school, Gaines was a stereotypical New York City guard. One longtime scout described him as a bull. He was great at driving to the basket, but he didn't shoot well from the outside. Why was that? You can find part of the answer in his neighborhood.
When you get to the park, since the rims was messed up, the best way and the easiest way to score is to get the closest possible. So I just managed, you know, to have my game around just getting around to the rim.
As any New Yorker who's picked up a ball will tell you, messed up rims aren't unique to Gaines' neighborhood. In fact, compared to other courts in the city, Gaines says the one near his house was actually pretty nice.
Most playgrounds in New York City, the rims are kind of, you know, halfway broke, like hanging off, or there's no net. Here in my court, at least we have some nets on the rim.
According to the New York Times, most major U.S. cities stock their public courts with modern rims made in factories. But New York City has relied on blacksmiths from the city's parks department to make the rims by hand. Park officials have said these rims are more economical. But the flip side is that millions of New Yorkers like Sundiata Gaines grew up on unforgiving rims that made driving seem preferable to shooting from the outside. And twisted netless rims weren't the only thing that made Gaines focus more on dribbling and driving. There was also this.
Guys want to see some type of magic on the court. If you're going to shoot jump shots, then you better be hitting at a high, very high rate. Otherwise, people are not going to be too fond of that.
Big Apple basketball founder Jason Curry, who actually happens to have been a great outside shooter back in his day, agrees.
I definitely, you know, remember that if guys took too many jump shots out in the park, you know, you might get the reputation that you're soft. Just the entire culture was about aggressiveness.
Another player I met at the Cage that afternoon named Bryant says it's all part of being a New Yorker.
It's pretty much just like how everything else works. Like, we didn't put in all that effort to just be running up and miss. Like, we put in this effort to win, to put in that bucket, you know what I'm saying? Just like how New York City works. Like, I didn't put that money in, you know, to get kicked out of my crib. Like, I didn't work this week so I could be homeless, you know what I'm saying?
Courts in New York also tend to be physically smaller. The Cage is so short that the top of the three-point line is about a size 12 Nike from half court. And games are often scored by all ones, meaning there's no bonus for shooting from beyond the three-point line. That also leads to a grittier style of play. Growing up in that environment paid off for Sundiata Gaines when he got to the University of Georgia in 2004. College refs would call fouls against his opponents for things he barely noticed.
You know, at times I'd be like, wow, you call foul. I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and complain. I'm definitely going to take the points.
So despite shooting just 30% from three as a senior, Gaines averaged a team-high 14.8 points per game. But when the NBA draft came around, Gaines wasn't picked. He ended up on a pro team in Italy. And there, he worked on his shooting. He had no choice. His team practiced twice a day. The morning practices were all about shooting. Gaines says you had to make 8 or 9 shots out of 10 before you could move on to the next drill.
If you don't finish your shots, you're just going to keep standing in the gym until you're done. So if it cuts into your time in the afternoon before the other practice, then it cuts into your time.
After a year of those morning drills, Gaines returned to the U.S. This time, he got picked up by an NBA team, the Utah Jazz. And in just his fifth NBA game, Gaines was on the court with 6 seconds left and his team down by 2 points.
Down a 3, down a 2, down a 1. It's Gaines! Yes!
The guy who is never known for shooting hit the game-winning three-pointer.
By the rookie, Sonny Gaines!
It just felt like somebody just took the ball out of my hand, just like, let's see where it's going to fall at. And then it just went in the net, and I was like, wow.
How does your shooting ability now compare to what it was coming out of college or when you were in college?
Oh, it's night and day. Sometimes now I get too comfortable and complacent, and I fall in love with the jump shot, and I tend to forget, you know, what got me there.
Sundiata Gaines played in the NBA from 2009 to 2012. Even though his jumper improved in Italy, Gaines still shot well below the NBA average from three-point range. Gaines isn't the only player from New York to run into this problem at the NBA level. Kevin Whitaker of the publication NYC Buckets recently analyzed the stats of New York-born players who reached the NBA and found that New Yorkers actually shot about 1.5 percentage points worse from three-point range than other NBA players.
And so it's not a huge difference, but it's not nothing either. Over hundreds of players, over dozens of years, it's a pretty noticeable effect. And certainly any coach would rather have the 35.4% shooter taking a three-pointer than the 34% shooter.
Since 2012, Sundiata Gaines has played overseas and in the NBA's developmental league. Like a lot of players and fans, he's noticed that the NBA has changed in the past few years. Three-point shooting has become even more important. Every year, teams and players are setting new records for shot attempts from deep. This, of course, isn't good for point guards like Gaines with the typical New York City skill set.
You got to be a point guard that's able to score and shoot.
Of course, it would be unfair and overly simple to say that's the only reason the NBA is no longer brimming with New Yorkers. Some say it's because the best young players have been leaving for prep schools outside the city. Some think the recent struggles of the Knicks and Nets have played a role. Some say players from New York aren't as tough as they used to be. But Jason Curry of Big Apple Basketball and others have started to notice a newer trend. Younger New Yorkers, perhaps inspired by the NBA's recent three-point bonanza, have thumbed their nose at those bent rims and started hoisting more shots from deep. So maybe when it's time for Antoine and Bryant to cede the cage to the next generation, the New York City style of play will become a relic of the past.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler. If you want to take a closer look at Kevin Whitaker's analysis of New York-born NBA players, you can find a link at onlyagame.org.